We're at the corner of Mauna Kea and Pauahi Street in a two-story stone building, beautiful building, with a great Chinese restaurant and a great Laotian grocery store downstairs.
Right, right. The fresh look fun every day.
I got to eat from all the restaurants because we have so many good restaurants in Chinatown. When I started my company 30 years ago, I shared an office on Bishop Street. Big tall buildings up and down, no good restaurants. And I like Chinatown because it's like a friendly looking neighborhood. Had a lot of good restaurants. The rent was cheaper. It was at a time when architects and designers and musicians and people like that were moving to Chinatown. And this was before Indigo Restaurant, right about the same time as Peggy is probably a fair way of putting it. But this would have been 1987 or something like that, 87, 88. So we've been here over 30 years in three different locations. Our first location was at the corner of Pauahi and Nu'uanu on the third floor of a building that Mrs. Stack had just finished renovating. So it was one of the first renovations in Chinatown.
There was a lot of hope then.
We
heard about a lot of efforts being made in Chinatown to clean it up and add security. And the city does have a lot of properties down there.
Yeah, the city owns 40% of Chinatown's property. When you add in the parks and the streets and the sidewalk, they're probably like 80% owner of the place. And you know, the question I have is like public buildings are held in public trust by the government for the benefit of the people, which would be us, but they don't take care of their buildings. They don't police the neighborhood. They don't clean up the thing, no matter what they say they do in the press.
As far as tactics, Orin, mm-hmm. What have you seen work down there?
Well, nothing, to be honest. What works is when the city government in all its branches, including law enforcement and the courts and the social service providers and the people in the community get together and agree on the problem and work to solve it as a group. That kind of strategic planning has never been part of the strategy.
Do you have a reason to think that there's some help ahead?
Well, yeah, I do. You know, the mayor has told me, Mike Formby, the managing director, has told me, the mayor's wife has told me that they want to fix up Chinatown and they're going to go after it. So I get excited by that because I trust them to do it. We've had some Zoom calls with them and things like that, and they're responsive on email. And so what do we need to change as a group working together to get this on the right track? And then what do we need to measure now so that we can adapt and keep measuring in the future and sustain this over time? The big problem is Mayor Blangiardi may be here for 4 or 8 years, but then someone else is going to come in and they'll just pull the plug on Chinatown. It happened before. Steve Alm, when he was the U.S. attorney in the early 2000s, came up with a very successful weed and seed program that put officers on the streets talking to merchants. Police drug guys went after the drug guys.
What you're saying, Orin, makes a whole lot of sense, but it unfortunately does start with calling a meeting and getting people together. And for people on the street in Chinatown, you know, they want to know, what changes am I going to see first?
Actually, what I wrote in the plan is that there are a bunch of low-hanging fruit that you can jump on right away. You don't really need to meet. You just need to do. Like clean the sidewalks, clean the graffiti, get the police, instead of driving by the drunk person on the sidewalk or the guy doing drugs in the corner, have them stop and get out of the car and ask them not to do that. That doesn't happen now. You could literally turn that key on tomorrow. We're really fortunate. ASB, they cleaned up all a park. You know, they're a great community member. They're paying for taking back all a park from the drug dealers, the gangs, and the people who are living there. It's out of their own pocket. Yeah, you got to love that. I'm on a call at the end of this week with Central Pacific Bank, and they want to get involved from that side. So if we can have people on either side of Chinatown and bring them together around the middle, it's great for everyone. Yeah, you got three great parks, you got great food, great entertainment. So let's just say you're a 27-year-old local kid, got a good job, you can work from wherever. So why not come run aloft in Chinatown and do your coding from here and have a lot of fun while you're doing it? Chinatown should be the creative industries capital of the state. When we have leadership in the government and in the community stepping up to work together to make things better for our society, we're a great place.